A very good afternoon to everybody. And you're going to love this first part of the show because we're talking underwear with somebody who's immersed in them, though. She's a friend, actually. She's a presenter, but she's also steeped in the history of bras because her family come from underwear as well. She is the wonderful Jill Kenton. Welcome.
Hello. I feel like I need to applaud.
I've met you on, I've seen you on loads and loads of programs, and I always smile because there is nobody other than you that really knows, well, not only the history of the bra, but the usefulness of the bra, the efficiency of the bra, and the measurements of the bra as well. That's because your family, and I know you've moved on to other things since, but your family were part of the whole Rigby and Peller dynasty, weren't they?
That's right. We bought Rigby and Peller from, Mrs. Rigby and Mrs. Peller. I mean, it was founded in 1939. I mean, all those years ago. And it was by royal appointment. My parents took it over in 1982. So I was only... How old was I? I'm not going to say.
Don't leave them guessing. Just leave them guessing.
You're right. And then I basically worked for my parents. I mean, I was in a pram, I think, when I first started seeing a bra. I think I was born with a bra on my head.
When you look at people, Jill, can you... Because I remember you were one of the first people to say to me, most women are wearing the wrong size bra.
75% of women are wearing the wrong size bra.
Is that
bra.
Because we think we're smaller than we are, or we don't take time in choosing it, we don't want to try it on in the shop? Why are we all wearing the wrong size?
Okay, I'm going to give an example. We personally start off having a bra that... possibly could be fitting in the cut but too big in the back. Now, the way to sort of see if this is wrong, if you're wearing the wrong size bra, every woman out there should do this now. If the back of your bra and the front... Joe?
Yes, no, I'm doing
you
it.
You better be doing
it. I am doing it.
The back of your bra and the front of your bra should be in one line around your body. Is it? If it's riding up
Golly,
at the back, can you feel
incredible?
If it's riding
it
up?
It is riding up at the back,
because it's
yes.
too big. I mean, I'm not going to ask
in
you.
In fact, I've often been in discussions whilst pulling my bra. Look at Kelly on the phone. She's pulling hers down. It's amazing how we all do. See, you men have absolutely no idea of what it is like to wear a contraption. You're all, and sorry, I'm generalising, quite eager to remove them, undo them and fiddle around with them. But you should try wearing them. Well, some of you do, actually. This
is
a diverse city, isn't it? But it is a contraption.
Yes, it's very... But can I just let you into a little secret. If you are wearing the right size bra, you shouldn't know you have a bra on at all. Now, if you feel it's riding up, or do you know when you're sitting there at dinner, you're out with your husband, yes. your boyfriend, your partner, whoever, or your girlfriend, whoever, and you suddenly feel, oh, I've got to put it down on
yes.
the side. You know when you're just going, oh, that is when you know it's the wrong size bra.
My great aunt Min, and my mother never really, because she was my great aunt on my father's side, and my mother never really forgave her for this. She thought that this family was a bit less than they should be, because Aunt Min would come home from shopping, remove her bra and throw it on the kitchen table and go, oh, that's better.
But why?
Because she was so uncomfortable.
Because why?
Because it didn't fit.
Yes, there
exactly.
you go.
She was ample, was great Aunt Min. Right, we would love your calls, please. As Jill and I are chatting, now you can sit back and enjoy, or you can indulge us by chipping in on the memories of your first bra. Did you have anything to put in it? Who fitted it? What age were you? Because I think, you know, all children are becoming more mature earlier. So your first bra... what the problems are with your bra, what is it that annoys you? Have you ever gone braless for any length of time? Because part of me thinks, look at Dan look up the moment I said that. Why do we wear them, Jill? You know, because I went to see a play last night at the Barbican where there's a massive amount of nudity. It's a fantastic play, actually. And the members of the cast running around naked, and the lead girl running around naked in it didn't actually need a bra. And I was thinking... Because her breasts just sat. They didn't hang.
How old was she?
Young, damn
okay,
her.
Okay, like two?
Well, yeah. How old was she? She was probably in the mid-20s. What, do we wear bras because we need to cover up nipple shape? Why do we wear them?
Okay, because when breast is tissue, okay, and over years, they drop. So whether this wonderful actress that you were seeing last night, yes, in her 20s, probably very firm, very pert, she's bouncing around the stage and we're all very jealous and we're all smiling.
Yes,
watching this woman bounce around the stage. But she's going to drop at some point, and you don't want them to drop. We don't want to go south. We want to go north.
Dan's just sitting here like a meerkat. He's just sitting. He's young and he's learning. Carry on.
Oh, bless him. So we want to hold them up. We want to hold them up in one shape. And when you don't wear a bra, that's what happens. I mean, do you remember years ago, your mother or your grandma, you say, sleep in your bra.
Yes. Didn't Monroe sleep in...
Because we don't want them to sag. And unfortunately, as you get older, they do sag. And you do get stretch marks. So the longer you hold on to them close closest to your rib cage, the better they
are. Oh, really? So, right. Now, the number, please. We want your calls. It's Dan who's taking them. And Dan says, don't forget the men. We don't forget the men, because the men have as much interest in bras as women do, for probably various reasons. But, yes, we will be talking about men. Men going to buy underwear. Have you ever done that? Have you been to buy underwear? Where? And how accessible is it? And how easy is it for a man to buy underwear? If you're a woman, do you get bought your underwear? Lingerie, much better.
Can I just say something really quick?
Yes,
sorry to interrupt you.
No, do.
No one's ever bought me underwear.
Well, that would be like Coles to Newcastle, wouldn't it? I mean, why would you buy someone who was born into the Rigby Pella?
No,
because you'd go, hold on a moment, this doesn't fit, it's the wrong shade. But can I just ask you this?
Yeah.
And I want to ask all men this. Why do they love, you love, all of you out there, lots of you cabbies, come on, boys. We know you're driving around or sitting on your cab ranks laughing. Why is it that for you, bras only come in red and black? What is it that and
very
why
true.
Is it that I have my favourite bra, and I would love to ask every woman this listening, what colour is your favourite bra? And what style is it? Because the favourite bra is flesh-coloured and horrendous.
But do you know why flesh is so important in every woman's wardrobe?
Because
especially if you're a white-toned.
Yes.
What happens is, do you remember the Judy, what's her
Finnegan.
Face? Yes, do you remember that moment when her bra fell off when she was wearing that dress? It was totally mismatched.
Yes.
When you wear white, always wear a flesh tone underneath so it doesn't show through. You always wear the same match. Like if you're wearing a black dress, wear a black bra.
Yes.
When you're wearing a white shirt, you can't wear a white bra because it would show through. You wear something that matches your skin tone. That is why skin is so important in the wardrobe.
Well, of course it is, but there are men. I remember working with a presenter who was obsessed with women in white blouses and black bras underneath.
He'd go on. Yeah, but it looks awful.
And that's what women think about other women. He loved it. He went, oh, I love girls. Girls
yeah,
with
because
a black bra.
You can see it through.
Yes, I suppose so. Silly me. I mean, all these ornate bras, you know, if we talk of Jean Provocateur, I probably won't say that again as I don't seem to be able to pronounce it. Those lovely bright red or the you know, beautifully created, designed bras, impractical really, because they don't sit flat, do
they? They're great for the boyfriend.
They're great to be wearing nothing else,
yes.
Do you think?
They're outerwear.
They're
actually outerwear. I mean, look, let's look at Lady Gaga's videos.
Yes.
We actually were very lucky to design a bra that actually went into one of her videos, which was lovely.
Did you?
It's a great way of marketing a brand. There's another company that's done the latest, one of the, I can't remember which one it was, and it's a great way of marketing it because you know you've got a good body.
Yes.
She's out there everywhere. It's outerwear, but come on. Who's
yes.
going to wear that?
No, you're absolutely right. We want your calls, 020 722 4000. The first bra you ever bought, were you fitted? Were you taken with your mother? Did you buy it optimistically because you thought you would eventually grow into it? My first bra was called Young Secret, and it was a secret. There was nothing in it, and it actually turned up at the end. It was almost in a, it almost had an overlap of just cups with nothing in them. So we want these calls. We also, oh, good, our first call is a bloke. We want to know, boys, what is it that you look for in a bra when you go to buy it? Is it the colour first? The size first? Have you been helped or do people ridicule you? And does your partner appreciate you spending time buying their underwear? 020 722 4000. The first person to come on is a bloke in Lowtonstone. It's Patrick. Hello, Patrick.
Hi, Joe.
Say hello to Jill.
Hi, Jill.
Hello, Patrick.
Off you go. Hi. Patrick, you're speaking on behalf of all the men listening in London at the moment.
That's a big thing to take on. Yeah, I used to work for a corsetry company, which is no longer going, and they used to have the exclusive bra, an American bra called Carnival, and we used to supply all
I know it very well.
There's a look of recognition in
yes,
Jill's
eyes. Yes, I know it fantastically well.
What was it called? Carnival?
Yeah, we used to supply all the department stores up and down Oxford Street, and I used to deliver them there. We also used to supply the Bunny Club when it was going.
You know what you had in Carnival? I don't know if you remember. There was a basque. It was a backless, strapless. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, that's what Playboy wanted.
Was it a 10 style 109 or something?
Oh my God,
this is amazing. You two have gone into codes.
Can I just tell you, that was the best-selling bra or corset, like backless. Yeah. The strapless bra that we had at Rigby and Pella. 100%. Yeah. It was brilliant. Yeah.
And another one they used to sell before the bra came out, they used to have a bra that used to put a rubber cup inside it to enhance your enhance your cleavage. Do you
well, which is a good cheat. It's what they call chicken fillets now, probably,
yeah,
do they?
Yeah, that's what they call
but
them now, yeah.
Do you know, I used to present for the breakfast show in Brighton. Dick Knight, who was one of the chairman of Brighton & Hove Football Club, invented the Wonder Bra.
Oh, well done.
Isn't
that, him.
I mean, what a great combination.
Come on, boys.
A football club and the Wonder Bra. Is the Wonder Bra still out there?
Yes.
Is it, and why was it a wonder?
Did you see the models that fronted it?
Oh, is that what
Hello?
It was?
All down it's all to the about models. Marketing. I don't know about the fit.
Right.
It's about the marketing.
So just, did you say it was called Carousel? What was it?
Carnival.
Carnival. Well, I'm just going to ask Jill this, Patrick. Hmm. Why, when you say the basket that was strapless, backless, why, what, it was, it would have been
okay.
The support that made it popular, was it?
It was boned all the way down to the waist.
That's
now, the only thing, I know exactly, did you work in the factory or were you on set?
No, I worked for Benmart Foundations, which I know
Benmart,
another. We supplied them. We had the exclusive rights to it. We supplied them to all the shops.
Yes, and I know, very well.
Yeah, that basket talking about Playboy used to buy it off us.
I'll tell you why Playboy used to buy it. Now, let me just tell the listeners exactly what it was. It was a basket that came down only up to a D cup, because obviously anything bigger than a D, you tumble out.
Yes.
If you had a big bosom, it would literally, maybe Playboy might have liked that, I don't know,
yes.
But you would have fallen out. It was a basket that went down strapless all the way to your waist, but at the back it was open, so you could wear a backless dress.
Wow, how beautiful.
And it came in black, nude and white and a champagne colour, if I remember correctly.
Certainly did.
Oh, Patrick, yeah,
there we go.
Patrick, have you bought underwear for women?
Yes, I have.
And where do you go? Go on, name them, because we can talk about all the different...
I go online.
Oh, right. Ah.
My cousin Isla, she owns a foundation shop, and she does a special afternoon and a special evening for cross-dressers that can come in and peruse and try on without being embarrassed.
Without being... Otherwise, yeah. Online is probably the best way to do it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Patrick...
Getting back to colours, men like red because it's the passion.
Right.
And they like black because... As you said, when a woman's wearing a black bra and a white blouse, it seems to turn them on as well.
What is it that men like about... That is... See, for women looking at that, you just think, trollop. But for men doing it, they love it. Patrick, what a great call. Thank you so much for that. Do you remember Cross Your Heart bras?
Yes, of course.
Cross Your Heart by Playtex,
yes.
Wasn't it?
And the adverts. Do you remember the adverts?
Well, it was a torso that just revolved round and round, wasn't it? And
I was in the 70s. My parents owned a shop called Contour in the Whitgift Centre in Croydon. That's where my parents started.
Wow.
Before that was Brixton Market. Can you believe it? They were working.
No.
My parents started on Brixton Market,
really?
Selling knickers. Then they opened a shop in the Whitgift Centre. And as a kid, I was 10 or 11, I remember Cross Your Heart. And I remember the boxes.
Yes.
And used to pull them out just to have a look.
And do you remember the commercial was she's wearing a Cross Your Heart bra,
yes,
by Playtex. Cross Your Heart. Right, the number is 020-722-4200. We would love your stories, please, on bras in your life. Your favourite bra, and what is it? Why is it the bra that... I think we all have a favourite that you go back to and you think, oh, thank heavens, I can wear that. That's the most comfortable. Why is it? 020-722-4200. Or you can text, it's 81333, start your text with the word London, or email me joanne.good@bbc.co.uk. Jill, I just wanted, Vanessa, I can remember, was horrified. We love Vanessa. And I think it was either to me or to a caller that she was quite astounded they didn't wash their bra every single time they wore it. I don't. And the reason I don't is I'm mean. Bras are expensive. Good bras are expensive. And I hand wash them. I never, ever put my underwear
Good
in a machine.
For you.
But I don't, you know, so I will get two or three wears out of a bra before. Should we be washing them everywhere?
I mean, you don't have to do it every night, Joe. That's a complete crazy. You don't have to, what, you stand there washing your bra,
yeah,
every
because,
night?
Yeah, because they don't, I mean, you know, they don't get sweat, do they? If they're not
touching
your armpit. Yeah, but
you actually have the time to stand there and wash it every night.
Well, no, I don't.
You exaggerate, no. Okay, well, I personally think you could probably wash your bra. You could wear your bra maybe one or two times, then wash it. But you're not supposed to put it in the washing machine. Have you ever, Joe, let's ask you this question, or any listener, have you ever hung your, like, washed your bra in the machine on a hot temperature, hung it over a radiator and seen those little worms stick out? They're like elastic.
Oh, yes.
That is elastic saying, please do not put me anywhere near heat. They do not like
really?
Radiators. Do not put your bras on radiators.
And you
ever.
See them all over London flung
oh,
over
do you know
a radiator.
When I see friends, and I see, gosh, you've got a worm sticking out your bra. It's the elastic saying, please help me. When you're spending money on your underwear, just think about how you're washing them. I mean, you can use a lingerie bag if you want to. They are accessible in well-known stores. You can go out and buy them, but don't put them in the dryer.
Right.
And put them on a cool
temperature. So that's good. A lingerie bag, it's like a drawstring bag. Yeah, you put them in there and it protects them.
Exactly. What it is you're trying to stop the bone as well twisting. You don't want the underwire twisting because, you know, at the top of the underwire, there's all stitching at the top.
Yes.
There is a bit of plastic, it's like a rubber, and if it melts, the wire slips out, and that is why you lose your wire.
Right.
It's because you're washing it and you're twisting it in the machine.
Okay, girls, any more advice? The number is 020-722-4200 to speak to Jill Kenton and myself. We can do nostalgia, we can go down the route of your school bra, your first bra, the age you were when you wore a bra, and men, you know, your favourites, and grappling with a bra. We can even go down that route. There's a scene in American Graffiti, which is fantastic. Front, anyone ever been confused by a front fastening bra, which is quite a good gag. This is from Sylvia in Streatham, who says, happy birthday to a fellow Capricorn. Anyway, your item on bras is fantastic. I will have to listen on iPlayer because I've got to go out, but can I ask a few questions and I will listen to the answer later. Bras are part of foundation garments. They are the basis of all good dressing. Please, please, please tell your listeners to get themselves properly measured. Walking my dog on Tooting Common every morning shows me how serious this is. All those lady joggers not wearing proper support. It's bad for them. It's hideous to watch. Well, you would agree, wouldn't you? Jogging up and down.
Do you know what? We do actually have times where, I mean, I'm quite a full busted girl. I'm a classic size 12 to 14, normally a 12, but at the moment 14. And if you've got quite big bosoms, you have to wear sometimes two sports bras because you're not getting the support. Even though they say, you know, it's quite supportive to have a manufacturer that we all know. There's a famous, I don't know if I can say it, can I say it?
Yes, yeah, go on, because we're mentioning.
We've got the Burley shock absorber and things like that.
Right.
Sometimes when you're quite fully busted or heavy busted, it's not enough. So you have to put two on, unfortunately. But yes, it is. And I can understand, you know, that what was her name?
Sylvia in Streatham.
Sylvia. When Sylvia in Streatham wrote in about saying that it distresses her, I totally see that every day, and I actually want to stop them and say, look, you need to, because you're bouncing your tissue around.
Yes.
And it's stretching.
Yes.
So as much as you're doing good to your body and you're exercising, you're not looking after your breasts.
It's very good, very interesting. You said right at the top of the show, you said keep the breasts close to the chest. That's so
chest wall. Yes, definitely.
But chest wall, not squash.
Not
them
squash, but just keep them there, because you think about it, the weight of your bust hanging down is obviously going to stretch over time, so just keep them up and pert and together. Collected, isn't it? As my mother would say, collected.
Collected. As Sylvia goes on to say, getting my three daughters properly fitted is a nightmare. Having a bra fitted is generally a hideous experience. They certainly don't want their mother around. At least they always wear one, which is something, but they resist my preference for the flesh-toned bra. Don't get me started on the lacy bra. They make you look like a bag of washing once you put your clothes on. Getting children fitted or getting young girls fitted.
It's a nightmare.
Is it a nightmare? I mean, I was so looking forward to it.
Me too.
Would you say it's a nightmare?
Can I tell you, I've got a 14-year-old, and I remember my mum used to come in, obviously, at Rigby and Bella in Knightsbridge, and I'd go off to school, and I'd say, look, I need some bras. I'd close the curtain, say, mum, go away, and I've forgotten all this. I now have a 14-year-old daughter who I'm so close to, and we actually went to go and get some bras the other day, obviously, at Rigby, and we closed the curtain, and I said, look, can I come in? No, they do not let you in, no. So you can't help them.
And you think, gosh, their bodies are so beautiful. The one time they shouldn't mind
and
anyone.
So let's just think, Jo, you're 14, 15, 16, you've never had your mum look at your boobs.
Yeah,
so
true.
You just think 34B all throughout my life.
Yes.
So when you get to 30, you suddenly go, oh, that's not quite right. So that's where it goes wrong.
You're absolutely right. This is from the gorgeous Bibi Lynch, who's listening. She says, Jo, please can you ask Jill, your gorgeous guest, this?
Gorgeous guest.
This is a compliment from Bibi Lynch.
Nice.
She's one of my favourite ever friends and contributors. She says, I got measured recently and got my size, and then I tried on my specific size in different brand makes. They all fit differently. Size 6 shoes, a size 6 in all makes. Why not with bras? This is so annoying, she says.
No, that's with shoes. You know what? Actually, I'm a size 7. I've got massive feet. I'm only 5'2". And all shoes don't fit me in a size 7. So that's not quite true. But with bras, she's absolutely right. All manufacturers fit differently. I could be a 34D in one bra and a 32DD in another. You have to go down the back size and up in the cup fitting. So let's just say you're a 34F. I'm just going to give an example,
right,
Jo.
Okay. Yes.
Just let's give an example. You're a 34F, but that brand doesn't fit you quite the same as the 34F in one other, let's say Prima Donna, I'm giving an example. You want to try Mari Jo on the same sort of size. You need to go down in the back size, so 34 to a 32.
Right.
So you go down in the back size and right. up the cut fitting, so you go up to a G.
Right, okay. Just, BB, if you're listening, I like those names of bra manufacturers.
Yeah, Prima Donna. And, yeah.
Right, we're moving on. Then we're going to take some more calls. Then we're going to read out John in Weybridge's email about his wife. Room for more calls if you want to, or you just sit and listen. It's up to you. 020-722-42000. Joe Good, Jill Kenton. She's not here for much longer, so be quick if you do want advice or comment.
This is BBC London 94.9.
Morning.
Gosh, I mean, I can see your story because it's in one line on my screen.
But how can you not, though?
Weekday morning. From 9.
Thank you for calling. Amazing stories.
On BBC London 94.9.
We were just both smiling about Vanessa, my guest Jill Kenton, who's the presenter in here, and we're talking about underwear. And Vanessa, who I know washes her bra every single night and is a bit shocked by those of us who don't. So do you. We're talking lingerie, we're talking underwear. This is from John in Weybridge. If you want to speak to Jill, the number is 020-722-42000. Jill, this is from John, who says, I've been with my now wife for 20 years. In her previous relationship, her husband had no interest in lingerie and she wore stuff that she bought on the market. I then started buying her lingerie at our first Christmas, the obligatory red. I still buy everything, mostly from figleaves.com, but also from Anne Summers, Bra Stop, Delicates, Be Cheeky. These websites offer a fabulous service and I'm able to return goods that don't suit or look right on her. It isn't always easy to get the style right because she is a 36E.
Mm.
Good Lord, that's big.
Mm. No, it's not, actually.
Isn't it?
No, because... Do you know what? She might not be a 36, but what's happened is she's not been to be fitted properly. And what he's probably done is gone through her drawers and seen 36E, 36E and bought her their bras. The thing is, 36E is actually probably about the average of what UK women are at the moment.
Is it? Well, he says, like you were mentioning, Joe, she always takes her bra off the moment she gets home.
There you go.
She's not fitted well properly.
Exactly. So what's happened is she's probably been wearing the same bra for the last, and mark me if I'm wrong, she's probably been wearing the same bra for the last 8 years, put on weight, lost weight, had kids, put on weight again, lost, you know, it's just gone backwards and forwards, and she's just stuck to the same bra. You should not know that you are wearing your bra. So at the end of the day, when you're whacking it off and throwing it on the kitchen table or at your husband, whatever you want to do, at the end of the day, it's because it doesn't feel comfortable.
And what is, I know this sounds, how long's the length of a string, but what is the long, when should you renew your bra?
You're going to be shocked at this.
Really?
How long do you
do you know, this is dreadful. I will keep a bra for over a year.
No, but that's wrong.
Yeah.
So 4 to 6 months you're supposed to.
Is that it?
Well, you're supposed to rotate. So let's look at Joe. Okay, how many bras do you have in your wardrobe? What would you say?
Bras that I wear I have my special underwear drawer, which is totally impractical. I mean, I don't mean to say I'm wearing, they're just frilly stuff.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
No, exactly. Okay. But so I have totally impractical underwear. My practical underwear, I'm so mean. I hang on to it for good 18 months and I wear it on a rotation. So I probably have my day-to-day underwear. I probably have 5 good working bras and I will keep them for longer than 18 months each.
Do you know what? That's actually quite fair. I will give you that. 5 rotating bras. You want the trick is rotating. If you've got one bra, don't wear it to death. Don't wear it. Because I know women do this. They'll find this bra. Yeah, it's really comfortable and they'll wear it every single day. Then on a Friday, chuck it in the washing machine and then, of course, it just falls apart.
And you think, and all the worms come out, as you say.
Exactly, and all the worms fall out. So, you know, at the end of the day, rotate your bras. So have 3 or 4 good-fitting bras that you can wear, one on a Monday, second one on a Tuesday, and rotate it, because otherwise you're going to wear out the elastic that much quicker.
And be bold enough to say goodbye to it, okay? Mm. Vanessa's listening. She says she changes her bra 2 to 3 times a day. She is the cleanest. She's the cleanest woman in London. Seriously, she is.
No, hang on a second. Did she just say she actually changes it and cleans it 2 or 3 times a day?
This is even better. She also has a bra for all situations. She's just come back from buying loads of bras right now.
Where did she go?
Where does she go? I would love to follow her around. Can you imagine buying bras? A bra for every occasion. Any front fastening bras. Any boys out there had to grapple with a front fastening bra because it is a whole scene in American Graffiti when they just don't know where the fastener is. Let's go to Heather in Edgware. Hello, Heather.
Hello, Joe. I'm feeling a lot better because I have bras that I rotate, so I'm feeling better that I have mine for 18 months and that's not a problem.
No.
I was just saying, because you were saying about washing, I find I never put conditioner, I never rinse them with conditioner, because I find the conditioner relaxes the elastic, and I think that's the same with anything that's got lycra in it.
I'm now going to say something before Jill does. Uh-huh. I was told by, Dan knows what I'm going to say, I say this all the time, a wardrobe master in a theatre told me never ever to use conditioner when you're washing anything. It is a waste of money, that it's just scenting your clothes. It's not doing it any good. It's just putting a perfume on it. That's what he told me. What do you think, Jill?
Well, I just think as long as they're washed, I don't think whether it's conditioner or shampoo, I mean, whatever. We did develop a lingerie wash. It's always good to, I mean, John Lewis do a fantastic wash. I'm just giving an example here. And you literally just drip, you know, don't twist the wires. Are you wearing an underwire?
Me?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
So what was your name again?
Heather.
Sorry. Heather, don't twist your wires.
I never do.
Good, because
no, don't twist them.
Because if you twist the wires, what do you think is going to happen? It's going to literally, at the top of the where the wire is sewn in, it's going to keep literally pushing the sewing so it pushes and pushes the wire out. And don't put it on a radiator. But really, to be honest with you, I don't think the conditioner matters.
Okay, can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
Sometimes I buy a bra and it doesn't always, the wire doesn't always sit close to my body, should it?
Yes.
It should, that's what yes. I thought.
What do you mean it doesn't sit close to your body?
Her boobs are hanging. If you lifted if you lifted your arms up in the air, do your boobs sort of feel like you can see them underneath?
The wire seems to lift away from the body.
That's wrong. So what's, can I ask you, I mean, no one can see you, what size are you wearing at the moment?
36C.
Right.
36B, sorry.
36B. I would reckon, and I can't see you, mm-hmm. I would come down to a 34 and try a 34C.
Okay. And that's what I used to wear, actually. Well, that's, I felt as though that underneath the arms, that the flesh there was too
tight.
Out a bit.
So maybe try 34CD just to make sure that you uncover. It's too loose around the rib cage. Okay. So what's happening is you're falling out underneath.
But I do find, as you say, though, different styles. I mean, some styles fit on that size and some others don't.
Absolutely.
I mean, I find that I'm better with a balcony bra as opposed to a
balcony
cold
bra. I've never heard of a balcony bra. Never heard of a balcony bra.
It's like a half, it's a demi cup.
Oh, right.
It's a half cup. So it's
good Lord, more. Heather.
No, well, I'm better with that than a plunge because everything seems to fall out the front.
Heather, well, the mind is boggling and don't twist your wires. Thank you so much. Before we go to a track, then we'll take another call. This is from John, whose wife was a double F, no, an F, an E, says, Joe, Jill, she was a double D until she had our child, who is now 9. She was fitted 6 months ago. Now she buys a 36E. Her bras are used in rotation. She wears them twice before they are washed. And I ordered 2 sports bras. This is from somebody who says, Joe, you can't go wrong with a flesh tone Triumph Doreen.
No. Oh, dear. I bet you here's a long time marriage.
this is hideous but comfortable.
It is so, it's not the most attractive.
Doreen. Yeah. I love it. No, right. Okay. We're going to play some music, then we'll take some more calls. The number is 020 722 42000. That's the Spencer Davis Group. Gosh, my brother used to play them in his bedroom in the 60s. Right, it is just coming up to 4:15. You're listening to The Afternoon Show with me, Joe Good, and thank you for all your birthday wishes. I mean, I am ridiculous, aren't I? I go from saying I don't want anyone to acknowledge it, then I go and start the whole show off with it. And thank you for all sending, including Russ Kane, loads of people. Russ Kane, yes, Jill Kenton knows Russ Kane. Jill Kenton is here, fellow presenter. She's also here to talk about underwear as well, actually, because she has a history, her family have a history of underwear, bespoke underwear is probably the best way of putting it. But we're asking, you know, most women wear them unless they're bold enough and lucky enough not to need to. So we're talking about bras and why they can be like wearing a suit of armour, an ill-fitting suit of armour, why they can be an enhancement, and why they can be a complete turn-off, to be honest. And also, all you blokes out there, if you've ever bought bras, I followed a guy around once in Marks and Spencer's who, the poor attendant, shop assistant, he was going, no, I want to go now to look at the coloured ones. And she resignedly just let him lead her around. And I thought, now, is he getting his kicks from this? Does he really need to buy bras? And he did. He bought 4 flesh colour bras. And I thought, oh no, he really is doing his research. And a flesh colour bra will probably, for most women, be the most popular, the most useful. Anyway, let's go to Emma in Harpenden. Hello, Emma.
Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Right, what can we do for you?
Well, basically, it's quite a, it's a tricky problem that I've had for many years. I'm 24. I'm a size 10, but my chest size is 30 double F.
Very normal. Very normal. I tell you why. In this day and age, with the birth control and also our foods have become much fattier, there's so many things that we're doing to our body. Back years ago, 10 or 20 years ago, the average size would have been, I'd say, a 32D, 34C, maybe even a 34B. But nowadays, people are getting much smaller around their ribcage, which means they're much smaller, much slimmer, but much bigger bosom.
And would it be, and I'm not in your instance, Emma, but I think it's something we should talk about a bit later, there are lots of people having implants, so bra sizes probably are changing. You know, the standard bra size now is changing rapidly.
Well, there's a company out there called Freya that actually makes some really lovely, affordable bras that are for the bigger, busted woman. And right. something like this, a 34, I'm sure, a 30 double F. I'm sure, Emma, you've probably bought one of those, have you?
Absolutely.
Freya. Yeah, you see Freya. Perfect. I mean, I don't even have to question it. That is a bra that everyone would probably wear because it's pretty, it's young, it's fun, and it is for the, like you, the 30, very small around the rib cage, but much bigger in the bust. But you know what? You are very normal. And also, can I say this? Very lucky.
Yes, I was going to say that, damn you.
Oh, no,
but it's weird, Emma, because do you feel lucky? Or I know girls with big breasts who just go, oh, I can't bear it. No one's ever that, you know, grateful with what they've got. Are they? But how do you feel? Are you proud? Are you proud about it? Or is
absolutely not. And you know, I do get it all the time when I try to hide them because I do dislike having them. And I, especially men, I hate the way men treat me, and I find it hard to take them seriously.
Emma, I have to say, because Emma, I'm sorry, I have to say, I do understand that. I mean, I've been a single girl for many years, and I've always been very curvy, very busty, and unfortunately, men do tend to sort of say hello to your bosoms rather than your eyes.
Absolutely.
And it can be quite annoying at times. But the thing is, you need to feel, and this is really important, this is something you need to think about, whether you want to have a reduction to make you feel better going through, because you're still young, you're 24, you know, do you want to go through the next few, you know, long time, you know, 20, 30 years with a bigger bust, or would you like to get them reduced? Ideally, if you can get used to it, because you don't want to feel that you're not confident, you've got to feel confident with them.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's something I've been drilling into a friend of mine who's about to get a breast enhancement.
Right.
She's going from very small to quite large. And I don't think she's really thought about the practicalities of
she needs to think it through.
And,
I personally think, Jo, and I will say this as well, Emma, I think people that want to have an enhancement should walk around with fake bosoms on for a very long time just to see how they feel, because it can be quite, like Emma said, men don't take you seriously.
Yes.
They do tend to look at your bosom. Not, I'm sorry, let me just rephrase that, not all men. Let's just say that.
But it is interesting. Also, there are trends, aren't there? You know, I grew up in the hippiedom where flat chests were very much in. It was all that, you know, if you can go without a bra, all the best, under a Bieber t-shirt, all this sort of thing. Then it's now all about the cleavage. I mean, it is interesting, which makes you think, just live with what nature gave you, basically. That my message to you would be, Emma, and I just hope you don't do this, I hope you don't stoop with embarrassment, because hold yourself up proudly. I always say it to people who are tall, I just think you're so lucky if you're tall. Don't try and disguise
30 double F and a size 10 and 24. Yes. There will be women out there clamouring to have your size. There's one thing that I will say for Emma as well that she's probably having problems with is getting clothes, because you're buying a size, let's say, 10 bottom and a 12 top.
Is
because you've
true,
got to get
Emma?
Your boobs in.
Are you there, Emma?
We've lost Emma. But that normally is the problem, because you're so big busted across the rib cage, you can't fit into a size. You're not a 10 all over.
Yes.
She's a 10 or even an 8 in the bottom and a size 12 across the top. And it's probably gaping around the waist.
Yes.
That's a big problem.
Oh, golly. Right, let's just move on to some text, by the way. If you want to speak to Jill and myself, a phone call away. Kelly and Dan waiting for your calls. 020-722-4000. This is from Elizabeth in Leatherhead. Are minimizer bras okay for you, asks Elizabeth. What are they?
Minimizer bras. I mean, that is a very American term. She's probably seen that over in the States. It's basically a bra. Let's just say you're a 34 double D. It's a wire that's concealed that pushes your ribcage, your breast against your ribcage. Minimizer bras are okay.
To make you look smaller,
in
other
words. To make you look smaller.
Isn't it quite dangerous? No,
it's not dangerous, as long as the bra fits you correctly. But the only thing with minimizers, they're quite big bras. They're not very attractive.
Right.
But as long as it fits you correctly and it's fitting around the ribcage, and as I said before, do the test. Touch the back of your bra and the front of your bra. If the back is higher than your front, you know you're wearing the wrong size bra. Make sure you're always in the right size bra.
Okay. This is from Ella, who says, Jo, I'm laughing out loud. I'm in the office at the moment. I didn't know a bra had a shelf. shelf life. I have bras which are over 5 years old. I bet that you're speaking for a lot of women, actually. Funny thing is, I still wear the same bra size I did when I was 16, which was over 16 years and 3 breastfed children ago.
That's common.
Is it?
Very
34
common.
34 to 36B?
34 to 36B. You see, what's happened is, like, going back to the children's scenario, you know, I took my daughter to the fitting room. She'd kill me if she ever knew, but she's at school. 34B, classic 34B. She's 14. She goes through to 16, still a 34B. Well, actually, she could be a 34C, but no one knows because she's behind a curtain.
Yeah.
So we don't know. Then she goes through to get with a boyfriend. We still don't know because she's hidden. All the way till she's 30, she's still hidden behind a curtain. We have no idea. So she's doing it herself. So that's the same as Ella. She's just guessing it the whole way through.
Yes.
Ella, all I can recommend is 3 children breastfeeding and living through from 16 till now, you do need to go and get checked.
Go on.
It is important.
And 5 years, those bras, honestly, they're probably, as Jill will say, the worms are sticking out of them, to be honest, Ella. This is from somebody who says, I'm a bit embarrassed to ask, but your super guest, Jill, has already mentioned stretch marks from putting on weight and losing it. I have them. Any advice? Eek. Says this person, and happy birthday. Thank you.
Okay, well, the advice would be moisturise, 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 and get the right size bra so they don't stretch anymore. They can get worse. You do not want them dropping anymore. So just, you know, when you know, do you moisturise, Jo?
Oh, golly, a total, look, right. Do you want to see this?
Yeah, be honest.
This was, don't name the brand, this was given to me by a friend who knows me so well.
Okay.
On the way in today, I met her for coffee. That is a tub of moisture. Look
but
at that.
But what do you do with that? Where does it go?
Everywhere.
Okay, every day?
Absolutely every day, because I'm blonde, I have very dry skin. Look at me, I look like a prune.
Oh, you're
gorgeous. My skin drinks cream. I have to moisturise.
Right. Well, every woman over this age, I mean, even, I must admit, my 14-year-old moisturises every night
good.
Her face.
See,
and she has not got a spot on her face.
There you go. And they've
cleaning.
Got good products now.
Absolutely. You must moisturise. So anyway, with the breast, maybe a good oil. There's so many oils out there. But the trick and the key here is moisturise and also wear the right size bra. Don't let it go. And maybe, I mean, I know it sounds awful, wear something a bit more support at night.
Yes.
Maybe,
yes, why do that?
I like to. I'm a big girl. I've got yes. big, you know, and
yes, so
I like a bit of support.
Because a lot of work goes on at night. Put your moisturiser on, put your eyelash growth thing
cream,
on.
Eye
everything.
Cream.
So, because at night when you're asleep, the body can be doing all the work for you. Janet, who's also listening at work, says, Jo, Jill, I had a bra fitting on Saturday for the first time ever. I've always worn a 36B, 36C when I put on a bit of weight, and I am now a 34D.
Mm.
I'm actually a 33, but they don't do that size. How interesting. Why don't they do a 33?
No, it goes 30, well, it starts off at 28, 30. So 28, 30 goes up in twos. What you can do is have a tailor, if she really wants it slightly smaller, an inch smaller, is have the tailor take it into a 33. But to be honest with you, you normally on the back of a bra got 3 rows.
Yes.
She can put it in the middle.
Right.
The trick to keeping your bra, elongating the wear of your bra,
yes,
is always buy your bra on the last row. When you're buying a bra that's on the first hook, you're going to stretch it that much quicker.
Yes.
So if you buy a bra and you've gone and you go, oh yeah, this is great, but actually you've got it on the first row, you're going to
stretch it. It's only
going to
stretch
out.
It. How interesting.
To have it on the last row. So you've got, let's just say in 6 months' time, you suddenly go, oh, it's a bit loose. Let me tighten. You've got somewhere to tighten it to.
What great advice. You're wonderful. Right, we have to wind up now. A final email is from Nick, who says, hello, you two. Are you going to be doing a show on blokes' pants next week? Well, do you want to come back, Jill,
yeah,
and do
we
pants?
Can do that. Why not?
I hate the word pants, but we might well do that next week or maybe the week after. Jill Kenton, it's wonderful having you here.
Thank
it really
you. I've had fun.
Fantastic. You have to come back. We're playing a track into the news on the other side of that. The Overtones are going to be here with their Valentine's single, actually. And we're also going to be talking about the demise of HMV. All of that still to come.
It was very late in the discotheque. I was feeling blue, as I sometimes do.